I was watching Zweliwe Mkhize, the health minister, who's in KwaZulu-Natal, and he's part of a briefing there, and he was talking about the numbers of infections coming down and how positive that is. And certainly I've been watching the daily numbers, and not only have the raw number of tests be where people test positive coming down from well above 20,000 for several days in a row, we're now kind of located at around about 12, 13,000, but also the positivity percentage. So we've at one stage we were heading close to 40% of the people being tested were positive. We're now down in the low 20s of the number of, so still a significant number of tests being done, but a much lower percentage of people are testing positive. And perhaps that holds out some sense of optimism for a restriction of the various, a relaxation of the various restrictions under which we still labor, perhaps even when it comes to alcohol. Perhaps in the next couple of weeks, people might be able to sell alcohol, perhaps only for off-consumption purposes rather than for on-consumption purposes for a while. And I've had quite a few queries, and I've responded to those queries with the response that we got from the regional liquor board, saying, no, sorry, you can't have any money back, because in the year 2020, in which you paid for an entire year's liquor's license, for 36% of that year, you were not able to sell liquor. Sorry, we can't give you back 36% of what you paid us. But Trudy Brookman, a consumer lawyer with Trudy Brookman Attorneys, thinks differently. Trudy, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
Why do you think differently to what the liquor board has told me?
John, the Consumer Protection Act isn't ordinarily used to protect businesses, but it does apply to protect businesses where they are the recipients of goods and services from government. And consequently, the Consumer Protection Act entitles a business which has a turnover and asset value of under 2 million rand to make use of all the remedies in the Act vis-a-vis the state. And that entitles them to fair, reasonable, and just treatment, and that must translate into the possibility of claiming back a pro rata refund of your liquor license fees, both for 2020 and for 2021, and we really hope that won't be necessary in 2022. But for the time that you are unable to make use of your license, of course you must get a rebate. Just in terms of the principles in Section 48 of the Consumer Protection Act that say that you must be treated fairly, reasonably, and justly.
Trudy, you sound quite confident about that, and the Liquor Authority, in their response to our questions, is equally positive that no money needs to be paid back and no money will be paid back. So it appears that the only way you're going to get any money about from any of your liquor money back is to pay a lawyer and hope that whoever decides the matter agrees with Trudy Brookman rather than the liquor authorities.
Agreed, John. I was chatting to a colleague who whose practice involves primarily obtaining liquor licenses for clients, and we were talking about banding together a whole lot of clients because, of course, the figure isn't tremendously large for any individual liquor license holder. I think a liquor license is about 4,750 rand. So let's say you'd get back half of that, but if we have a large enough group, it would be worthwhile. And we were talking about taking the matter to the National Consumer Tribunal, which deals with the Consumer Protection Act and its remedies. We're still in early stages, and we think that there are probably grounds for businesses over the 2 million rand threshold to make use of the constitutional right to just administrative action. But of course, all of that will be thrashed out if there are sufficient clients who are interested. Of course, John.
And I mean, Trudy, have you raised this issue with perhaps the Western Cape Liquor Authority to say this is our view? What do you think?
I've not yet. There'll be an opportunity if enough clients contact us and give us an instruction like that, and I'm expecting that that is what will happen. I've read the response from the authority is though, it's a standard response. I was discussing it with a colleague and she says, yes, all of her clients are getting the same response. It's a photocopy exercise.
Basically, just to remind people, they're saying that the money that is paid to enable the liquor authority to function and do its work. And its work does not get put on hold when the licensee is not allowed temporarily to sell liquor. And so it's clear in the terms and conditions that you are paying to make it possible for the liquor authority to regulate and do its job.
John, I'd like to respond to that, if I may.
Yeah, of course.
While all of that is you know, lovely background information, the reason that a restaurateur pays for a liquor license isn't out of a charitable heart wishing to combat alcoholism in the Western Cape. In fact, they pay that license fee because it's a type of tax, and they are obliged to pay that in order to be able to sell alcohol in their business. So I disagree with that argument. I think it's obfuscation. And I think the relevant argument is that the purpose of a liquor license is to enable you to sell liquor. And if you are by the same authority which, let's say, takes from you on the one hand, you are stopped from, in fact, making use of the right that you've obtained by paying for the liquor license and jumping through all of those hoops, it's not just administrative action and it's not fair, reasonable and just in terms of the Consumer Protection Act.
Trudy Brookman of Trudy Brookman Attorneys, thank you very, very much for that.